Mostly is a brilliant play because no one at Sherman Prep has seen me since the night in question, not even Max and Lou. If you truly want to know whether you've changed over the summer, you need to see yourself reflected in their eyes. You can try to see the pretty version in the mirror, but their eyes will tell you the whole truth. Their eyes are the only mirrors that count. Yes, I hate mirrors more than anything in the world now, but I'm no different than any other girl. I still need to look. That being said, the second I walked into the Trout, I knew it was a huge mistake. The diner two blocks from school is actually called Le Burger Place, but when you open the door, you're bitch-slapped by a foul odor. Think of a trout that ate a whole roasted garlic clove for breakfast, played 4 hours of racquetball, and then skipped his shower to meet up with his trout co-workers for a Coors Light. So Max, Lou, and I renamed Le Burger Place the Sweaty Trout, which we shortened to just The Trout. I only made it halfway through the door when the first wave of nausea attacked. It wasn't the stink. 5 years at The Trout had left me immune. It was this. Lou was sitting in Mike DeMonaco's lap. Once or twice, I've heard Lou accuse Max of smelling like sex, and I've thought to myself, that's disgusting. Not to mention impossible. What could sex possibly smell like, I'd ask. Cigarettes and cheap vodka? Latex and Axe body spray? Prom corsages and shame? But now I swore I could actually smell it. Like sarin gas permeating the entire room. Toxic and sticky. Acrid and humid. Warm pubescent bodies in a can. So let me just repeat the image. Louise Cho, my best female friend in the world, fellow AV aficionado at the Sherman News Studio. Was that an orchid in her hair? Violin virtuoso, early acceptance to the Oberlin Conservatory, was super glued. Was that a mini dress? Via her ass to the crotch of Mike, me like DeMonaco, linebacker for the Sherman Sharks, future secretary of the Date Rapists of America, president and CEO of all things stool. What in God's name is happening here? I should have howled. Thank God I doubled up on my Lexapro. The earth was clearly spinning in the wrong direction. I'd somehow traveled through a wormhole to an alternate universe. Had I ever seen a more ludicrous pairing? Yes, maybe I had, in the New York Times Weddings and Celebrations section from Sunday, October 10th, 2010, page ST12. Sylvie Rivka Birnbaum, daughter of Saul and Ruthie Birnbaum, was married Saturday to Aidan O'Flaherty, son of Seamus and Molly O'Flaherty. Miss Birnbaum, 56, is a professional matchmaker for widowed Jewish seniors. Mr. O'Flaherty, 23, is a ghost hunter and Irish step dancer at Walt Disney World's Epcot Center. The ceremony was held at Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, amidst the tropical serenades of mechanical parrots and seabirds. Ordained Universal Life Minister and deaf poet Da Truth officiated, with Rabbi Gunter Hirschberg taking part. Lou would have razzed me for remembering the wedding announcement verbatim, but Lou was nowhere to be found. She'd been replaced by that sparkle-faced doppelganger sitting in Mike's lap. Theo! Max yelled. I relaxed when I heard his voice, but then I remembered. My fingertips instinctively jumped to my cheek, making sure my gel-hardened hair curtain was pasted to my chin. I wobbled to his booth in the corner and ducked in across from him. Okay, what the hell is going on with Lou? I whispered.
I'm fine, thanks, Max said flatly.
I dug into the last of his soggy fries, trying to ignore the amount of time that had passed between us, deflecting it. Max had grown. The kid had at least 3 days of stubble going. Shrouded in his gray hoodie, dark curls sneaking out on all sides.